We're going to have a small graduation ceremony. I'll call out your name. You come up here as quick as you can. Try to step on three people. By the way, you're not supposed to step over the book, okay, over the ritual. So help people to get up to the front, okay? Maybe we can push this up. Yeah, this way. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and then people can rotate. Okay. Some people finished their work for the first course. We'd like to congratulate them. Okay. I'm fine. Adam Andrade. Adam? Oh. Anna Carbonell. Kathy Grieg. Ken Kreitler. Katie Fetchenheuer. Nancy G. Winard. They're from a big Dharma mafia. They came from Sicily. No, or somewhere. Yeah, anyway. Okay. Three generations of Dharma teachers. Tim Lowenhaupt. Then people who finished course two. I heard there were about 15 more people who are close, but we'll mail them to you if you finish up, okay? Amit Diller. Amy Lancaster. Arlene Camus. Barbara Lawrence. Billy Blackstone. Cecile Robot. Time Goodmundson. Emmanuel Besario. Anybody going to be around him? Can take it to him? Okay. Emily Hackensburg. Eric Hong Kong Streifen. He's a good guy to hook up with if you want to travel to teach this class. I'm sure he has to do it more than once in Hong Kong. Jennifer DiLorenzo. John Foley. Carl Whiting. Kathy Grigg, second chorus. Ken Kreidler, number two. Pete Ullins. Susanna M.M. And Yasmin Lee. So we'll go through the offering to Lamas Lama Chupa. And in your mind, make this offering to, especially to your heart teacher, all right? But now you know all these other lamas like Lord Atisha and that little Dromten Jia guy, you know? Jetsun Kapa. You can offer to them also, okay? People who brought this lineage to us, Trijang Rinpoche, Ken Rinpoche, His Holiness, okay? But especially your heart, Lama, all right? Then we'll recite it together. As I said last time we did it, the italicized part is technically you don't do it, but we're going to do it anyway, okay? All right, here we go. Then at some point we'll pause for offerings to take the holy substances, and then we're going to do a song during that time. We'd like to offer you a song, okay? It's a song to a heart lama, okay? And then remember that there's one verse we have to do three times, but you remember which one, right? Okay. All right, here we go. One, two, three. Herein is found the right of the offering to lamas. In the language of India, this work is called Guru Pujasya Kalpa Nama. In Tibetan, it is called the Lama Chupe Choga. And in English, it is called the rite for the offering to lamas. I bow down to the blessed feet of my holy lamas, matchless in their kindness, and I come to them for shelter. Out of your great love, take me into your care in every moment and wherever I may be. Bow in devotion to the lotus feet of the one who has the diamond, a wish-fulfilling gem who grants the highest of all my many dreams. If I surrender myself to you, no less shall be granted in but a single moment of time, the ecstasy of the three holy forms and all the goals that are shared. This is the highest means of all for disciples of good fortune, to reach all that is good, to reach all happiness. Nothing can compare to it. This is a stream of loving ones that I carry to you from the lotus garden of the open and secret teachings, and the highest of advices come down this jewel necklace. There's been one thing which is the very foundation for all the wondrous things that will ever come to those who seek for freedom. It is the very source from which each and every good thing springs forth. It is the very root of infinite attainments, both those which are supreme and those which are held in common. It is an instruction which combines every crucial point found in all spiritual advices put into practice by deep practitioners, the ultimate path. It is the teaching upon how to take yourself in the proper way to a spiritual friend who shows to us perfectly the path, for all these goals rely upon them. As the Blue Amos puts it, the single door which includes within it all the advices of the Spirit is never giving up our spiritual friend. This is the riches that produces every fine quality, faith, the wish for Buddhahood, and all the rest as well. The all-knowing Lord has said as well, see at the very root, setting in motion the forces that will bring to you every good thing in this life and those beyond it, is to take yourself and properly to a spirit and spiritual guide, striving to serve them in both your thoughts and actions too. Never give them up then, even if it should cost you your life. Please them with the offering of carrying out their every instruction. This is what I, in my deep practice, have carried out myself. Those of you who hope for freedom should seek to do the same. He also spoke that the very root for every fine quality, a very good and virtuous thing in the world and beyond it too, is your Lord Lama, the one who showers you with their kindness. 50 verses on Lama says as well, the fact, keeper of the diamond himself has said that every attainment flows from your spiritual master. Please then completely them with everything you possess. The brief text of the Jewel of Virtues puts it this way. Those who are true disciples, who show honor to their lamas, surrender themselves forever to lamas who are masters. Why is it that they do so? Because it's from the likes of these that they win the qualities possessed by a master themselves. It is from teachers like these that they learn the perfection of wisdom. The victorious Buddhas themselves, who possess all the highest of virtues, have stated that all the qualities of an enlightened being depend upon your spiritual friend. We can say then that, as an object with whom we can collect good karma and clean away obstacles, our diamond master is superior even to all the Buddhas there are. As the source of Vyasa puts it, they are the conquering Buddha who has appeared all on their own. They are the one and only God above all gods. Our diamond master is superior
even to all of these. For they are the one who grants us spiritual advices.
For this reason, in the undertaking of deep practice of the law, a version of this practice, which includes all the crucial points of the path, is the highest way of getting the very essence of leisure and opportunity that found in this life. As such, you should do this practice as follows. Begin then by putting your mind into an exceptional state of energy. Before you do anything else, meditate upon taking shelter and wish for enlightenment and the four infinite thoughts. Start off then with a deep practice. You see yourself as a god among gods. You could, for example, be any collection, highest bliss, or the lord of terror. Now, from your holy body, fly forth rays of light. You go and clean every world, and every being that lives upon every world, of each and every impurity. Watch as each of the worlds becomes a celestial mansion, and all the beings become man and woman angels, a veritable universe of purity. Now bless the inner offering and the substances of offering, in accordance with any of the traditional rituals that is the past group of the secret teachings. The ceremonies, rituals, various repeat, three times, sacred syllables of Om, Om. These offerings become, in their essence, wisdom in itself. In their heartful form, they assume the appearance of the inner offering. For that, and he who has the
as for what they do, they are extraordinary.
Bliss and voidness. By acting as the objects of the six sensories. Watch now as the entire surface of the earth, the entire sky overhead, all of space itself, are gradually covered by a massive cloud of offerings, outer offerings, inner offerings, secret offerings, an inconceivable quality of substances of pleasure, of creatures. With this we have reached the main part of the ritual, which is more easily performed if we recite verses of poetry. Speak out the following lines without allowing yourself to be distracted in any way. Go through the ceremony even as you reflect upon its meaning. The broad highway of the gods is indivisible bliss and void, covered now with Samanta Bhadra's offering cloud. Within it stands a tree which grants a thousand wishes, lovely with its leaves and flowers and fruit. Atop the tree is a throne of sparkling jewels, held aloft by lions, set with full cushions of lotus, sun, and moon. And upon them sits my heart, Mama, who has paid me all three kinds of kindness, the essence of all the Buddhas. And Mama is in.
We'll skip to the next verse, okay? Here we go. My Lama is in the form here of the Lord of the secret world, the King, the keeper of the diamond, sapphire color, with one face and two arms. In his hands he holds a diamond and bell and embraces the queen of the empty realm, enjoying his play in simultaneous bliss and glory. He wears jewel ornaments of 100 different fashions, and he is clothed in the silken raiment worn by the gods themselves. His body is adorned. Continue with the heart. His body is adorned with the marks and signs of an enlightened being.
And
1,000 shining rainbow rays in all 5 hues. His legs are crossed in the lotus posture, and the 5 parts of his being are totally pure. The 5 Buddhas here go into bliss. The 4 elements of his body are the 4 holy women. His doors of sense, and his tendons and joints and ligaments, actual bodhisattvas. The pores of his skin are the 21,000 destroyers of the enemy,
and his limbs now rest in the glory of
Jesus. Rays of light are the protectors of the directions. Spirits of harm, secret, the worldly provide his platform.
Surrounding him are rows of my direct and lineage lamas, and masses of close angels, angels of the secret world. He sits circled by a sea of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, warriors and their angels, and the protectors of the world, all marked by the triple diamond, the three doors of expression. And then from the letters whom fly rays of light in the shape of hooks, beckoning beings of wisdom from the land of reality, drawing them to melt up invisibly, turning them perfectly firm. Come, my root and lineage lamas, from the past and present and the future, true source of perfect happiness and goodness, together with the company of close angels and the three supreme, warriors and their angels, protectors and guardians of the Dharma. Come to this heart, stay firm with us here, drawn by the power of your compassion. In this way, in Asira Lama, the keeper of the diamond, as being indivisible, one from the other. With the idea behind a great many works of the sacred way, as the 50 verses on Lama puts it, never imagine that your master is in any way separate the holder of the diamond. This view of things, that the five heaps and so on, actually the Buddhas of the five families and the rest, follows the idea expressed in the secret book of the String of Diamonds, with lines such as, the holy body of the victorious Buddha comes in stages to reside within your diamond master's home. And so we should picture this garden planting goodness, hook the being of wisdom and bring them in, and then see our Lama with heart-breaking faith as all three places of shelter wrapped into a single person. Think now upon the words of our protector, Nagarjuna. His book on the five stages has said, abandon every kind of offering and devote yourself completely to making offerings to your Lama. The act of pleasing your Lama brings you the attainment of the highest form of wisdom. What this is saying is that it of greater meaning to make an offering to your Lama than it is to make offerings to all the other Buddhas and Bodhisattvas that there are. You need first to come to a realization of the fact that this is absolutely true, and then begin the presentation of the seven steps. The first of these is bowing to your Lama. I bow down to the lotus feet of the one who has the diamond, to the holy body of my Lama, so like a precious jewel, to the one who in compassion grants me entrance to the realm of bliss, who brings me in a single moment even the ultimate state of all three bodies. The wisdom of all the billions of victors appears in whatever way it takes to tame us. This is the highest form of skillful means. I bow at the holy feet of my highest savior and refuge, to the one who comes now masquerading in the golden robes of a monk. Here I have ripped out every wrong, along with its seeds, the very root. You are a gold mine of jewels, an infinite mass of high qualities. You are the one and only door to all happiness and health. I bow down to the dear feet of my Lama, the Holy One. You are the reality of all the Buddhas, of every teacher of gods and men. You are the source from which the 84,000 forms of high Dharma flow. You stand shining in the midst of the crowd of all who have seen emptiness. I bow down to my Lamas, so kind to me. I send forth copies of my body, equal to the atoms of the paradises, and bow myself down in devotion, in belief, seeing a sea of praises, to the Lamas of the past and present and future, in every corner of the universe, and to the supreme and triple gem, to every being there is who may be working. We prostrate ourselves thus to them in respect expressed in our actions and words and thoughts. The next step is to present them with offerings. Make your
presentation then as follows. Be sure to stamp the practice with your realization.
Idea and orientation in the gift are a single expression, the indivisible bliss and voidness, beyond all conception. Here is an ocean of gifts, a vast cloud of every fine thing there is, which I present now to my Savior and Protector, my Holy Lama, and to those within their circle. Here is a broad vase of sparkling jewels, arranged in perfect symmetry, and from it softly falls the nectar of the four waters of deathlessness to make the world pure. Earth and sky are suddenly filled with lovely blooms sprouting on stems, some scattered, some strung, patchwork colors. The highway of the gods is cloaked in sapphire summer puffs, lapis clouds of fragrant incense smoke. Masses of lamps in a million worlds, suns and moons, burning jewels. They wipe away the darkness there with laughing, playful rays of light. Waves pass back and forth across a massive sea of perfumed water, giving off the delightful scent, camphor, sandalwood, and saffron. Here and next is a mountain peak, the most delectable dishes and drink of gods and men, bursting with a thousand different flavors, the entire surface of the earth, and all below it and above, overflow with the beautiful melodies of a million kinds of music. I cover every corner of this universe with goddesses of both inner and outer offerings of the senses, the very best of things to see, hear, smell, taste, and touch. I cover 100 billion worlds, each possessed of four continents and a central mountain, with the seven most precious objects, the seven all most as precious, the light. The most perfect worlds, the most perfect means to live in these worlds, treasure troves of all the pleasures of gods and men, everyone and anyone can offer. I offer with thoughts of faith to that highest, most excellent karmic object, to that massive storehouse of compassion, to my Savior and Protector. And here I present, both in my imagination and also in my hands, the shining flowers of the goodness done in acts and words, thoughts by both myself and others, offerings of the blooms that grow at the edge of the sea of wishes, gifts of the whitest deeds of both the world and of peace, a thousand petals spreading forth to steal the heart of every being, goodness of this world, goodness beyond this world. I send down 100,000 clouds of Samanta Bhadra's offerings of scent, a garden filled with the finest fruits of the three extraordinary trains, the two stages, and each of the five paths. These I present to please my Lord, my Holy Lama. I offer finest tea from China, tea with a saffron hue, giving off a delightful fragrance and laden with a thousand flavors. I offer as well an endless ocean of the nectar of deathlessness, burning and pure and realized, made of different substances, like the high hoofs and fire lights. I offer too, as holy maids, exquisite, beautiful ladies of illusion, a crowd of messengers born of holy places, the secret word, the simultaneous, lovely, slender women, glowing with youthful strength, masters in the 64 arts of pleasure. I offer to you the highest form of mind, the ultimate wish for enlightenment, greater wisdom, simultaneous bliss, free of every obstacle, the spear of every single thing, free of any projection of truth, the indivisible, the spontaneous, that which is beyond all thoughts to imagine, all words to describe. I offer you 1,000 different forms of that excellent elixir which matches the sickness of the 404 different afflictions of the mind. And to please your heart, I present as well myself to be your servant. For as long as space itself remains, may you consider me your own. With the lines above, you have made the outer and inner offerings, as well as the secret offering and the offering of suchness, presentation of the elixir.
themselves as a bond servant. As you give me
each of these offerings, remember to accompany them with the corresponding visualizations described above. Perform the remaining steps of practice, steps of confession and the rest, as the natural continuation of those in the following way. I stand before my Lama of perfect compassion and confess whatever negative deeds I have done, for time is no beginning, as well as those I encouraged in others, or even was glad were done. With feelings of deep regret, I admit them, and I swear as well that I will avoid repeating them in the future. Nothing in the universe possesses the slightest sign of anything that is natural to itself. Nonetheless, both normal people and those who have experienced emptiness directly all do perform pure deeds of white, which then experience as pleasure and happiness, if only in a way which resembles a dream. The purest of thoughts, then, rejoice in all the good that any of these beings has ever been able to accomplish. Let fall, we beg you, a rain of the Dharma deep and wide, from your heart covering in 100 clouds of your perfect knowledge and love. Let it fall upon the garden of pure white lilies, help and happiness for infinite living beings, bringing their blooms to open, stay, and thrive. The diamond body knows no birth or death, yet still we beg you to always stay with us, never passing into final nirvana, for as long as existence itself remains. Stay this long, as we hope you to, waiting vessels for the King of Kings, the two combined. I take this mass of pure white karma that I've created with this practice, and dedicate it that I may be taken in all my lives to come into the care of my Holy Lama, the one who has granted me all three forms of kindness. I dedicate these deeds that I might never again be parted from them, and that I might come to attain the state of the combination of the two, of the Lord, the holder of the diamond. Practice thus the steps. At the point where you offer your confession, you can, if time permits, confess transgressions, many of the individual vows found in the three sets of commitments. Recite the prayer of the Lama, the keeper of the diamond, and go through the confession of the downfalls of the Bodhisattva or other similar practices. Bring to mind next the following lines from the Secret Book of Empowerment into the teachings of the angel who wields the diamond. Spend your time thinking about fine qualities that your master possesses, and never consider any of the faults which you imagine that you see. By considering their qualities, you reach your attainments. By imagining their faults, you deny yourself attainments. As these lives are meant to express, you must maintain a constant state of awareness, assuring that our mind never falls into imagining a Lama possesses any kind of fault. We spend our time, rather, undertaking a careful contemplation of the benefits of taking ourselves to a teacher and the problems of not doing so, as these have been described in the high, open, and secret teachings. More especially, the simple act of hearing our heart teacher's name spoken out loud is enough to rip away from us any need to fear a birth in one of the realms of mystery. Just thinking of them is enough to dispel the suffering's cycle of pain. And if we only beg them to do so, they can grant us all our spiritual goals with perfect ease. See your heart teacher then as they really are, as the new embodiment of all three of the jewels, a place of wishing which can never fail us. Decide then that there is no one and no thing else in which you can put your hopes, and with fierce feelings of devotion, make supplication to them, using verses such as love with nothing sees, the Miktsema mantra. Repeat the verses a great many times, and then recite the following lines of supplication So we'll pause there and do, if you know the Miksema mantra, we'll do like 21. Okay. If you don't know that mantra, think about your heart teacher and say their name. Okay. All fine qualities flow from you, a vast sea of ethical deeds, whose depths are filled with the jewels of your infinite spiritual learning. You who wear the robes of gold, Lord, second Buddha upon this earth, Elder of wisdom, keeper of vows, I make my supplication to you. You possess all 10 of the qualities that make one worthy to teach the path of those who are going to bliss. You are the Lord of the Dharma, who maintains the tradition of countless victorious Buddhas, and I make my supplication to you, spiritual friend of the Supreme Way. You have perfect control over what you do and say and think. Great wisdom you possess and patience. You are infinitely sincere, incapable of dishonesty or misrepresenting yourself. And you are versed in the secret word and all the secret books.
You have the pair of 10 qualities. You are a master of joy and a master of explaining. To make my supplication then to the King of the whole race of the dying. With these lines then, we have made supplication to our Lama through mention of the qualifications of Lama as described in the teachings on discipline, in the shared teachings of the greater way, and in the teachings of the dying way. We continue now with, I make supplication to the compassionate one, to my protector, my savior, to the one who teaches the pure path, the path of those gone to bliss, just as it really is, and who teaches it to beings like us, beings gone wrong in the days of dark, beings most difficult to control, beings who cannot be tamed by countless Buddhas who come before. The time has reached us when the Son of the Able One has sunk below the horizon. And there are many living creatures who have no one to turn to, and no one who can protect them. And so I make this supplication to my compassionate shelter and savior, to the one who takes up the deeds of the Buddhas. I make this supplication to my compassionate shelter and savior, to the one who has been praised as the highest garden where I can plant goodness of my virtue. For it is said that to honor at a single pore of your body is a higher good than paying respect to every single victorious Buddha of each of the three times and in every corner of the universe. The assembly of angels wear as jewels the three bodies of the ones who have gone to bliss, assume a seductive dance, they send forth an illusion born of their skillful means, and then suddenly you are here, guiding all the creatures of this world in the guise of a normal human being. And so I make my supplication to my compassionate shelter and savior. I make my supplication to my Lama Supreme, all the three supreme, wrapped in a single person, the very parts of your being, your heaps, your counterweights, and the gateways of your senses, along with all your limbs, are actually made of the Buddhas of all five families, kings and queens, as well as all the bodhisattvas and the lords of the angry angels. I make supplication to my savior, the first savior of them all, savior of the union of the two, king of all of those who are holders of the diamond, lord of the hundred families, the world of secrets, single being inside of whom reside a billion masses, angels of the hidden worlds, born in the cosmic play of the wisdom of omniscience. To you I make my supplication, for in reality you are nothing less than total excellence, the wish for enlightenment in its ultimate form, never ending, never beginning, Lord of all, existing in all, indivisible from all the worlds there are, and all that move upon them, indivisible from the play, simultaneous bliss, free of every obstruction. Make supplication thus to your Lord, by focusing your mind upon them single-pointedly, and expressing all the fine qualities they embody, those which are outer, inner, secret, and suchness itself. You must especially speak following lines three times. You are my Lama, you are my close angel, you are my angel of the sky, you are my Dhamma protector. I seek no other shelter at all, from this moment on to the day reach my final enlightenment. Reach out, snare me with the hook, your heart's compassion. However far away I am, in this line of the mess, or in the team, save me from the terror of a suffering life. Save me from the terror of a lower peace. Grant me all attainments. Stay forever at my side. Protect me from every obstacle. You are my Lama. You are my plus angel. You are my angel of the sky. You are my Dhamma protector. I seek no other shelter at all. From this moment on to the day, I reach my final enlightenment. Reach out, snare me with the hook of your heart's compassion. However far away I am, in this life or the next, or in the time between, Save me from the terror of this suffering life. Save me from the terror of the Lord of peace. Grant me all attainments. Stay forever at my side. Protect me from every obstacle. You are my Lama. You are my close angel. You are my angel of the sky. You are my Dharma protector. I seek no other shelter at all. From this moment on to the day I reach my final enlightenment. Reach out with the hook of your heart's compassion. However far away I am, in this life or the next, or in the time between, save me from the terror of this suffering life. Save me from the terror of a lower peace. Grant me all attainments. Stay forever at my side. Protect me from every obstacle. I repeat the words 3 times, and because of the power of my prayer, rays of light burst forth from the places on my mama's holy form, which relate to their sacred deeds, their sacred words, and sacred thoughts. The light comes forth with the nectar of deathlessness and sinks into my body, in the same 3 places on me, both in 3 different stages and 1. I am cleaned of the 4 kinds of obstacles and receive 4 pure empowerments, as well as the 4 holy bodies. I watch as a copy of my Lama comes and sings into me and brings blessing to my being.
Okay. Time for... Thank you.
make little clapping noises. Start at page 32. Thus I have made offering. One, two, three. Thus I have made offering to my holy Lama, and in devotion made to you my supplication too. Planted these within the highest garden that there is, highest of all gardens. You, and you alone, my Savior, are the very root of every happiness and good for me. Through the power of the deeds, then, that I have done here, may you grant with joy the blessing that you keep me with you ever after. This is the one and only time that ever I will find a spiritual vision and fortune such as this. Bless me to see how difficult it was to obtain, and how quickly it is destroyed. Bless me to avoid becoming distracted by the meaningless business of this life. Bless me to take the essence of life. Bless me to give it some meaning. Bless me to take heartfelt refuge in the three both rare and supreme, for the fear I feel for the fire and the pain of the lower realms. Bless me to throw myself into giving up every negative deed and accomplishing every good. Tossed on the mountainous waves, confident, harmful emotions, ripped by the razor teeth, the sharks of the three sufferings, I beg your blessing, please, to come to a fierce desire to escape from this ocean of pain, this infinite sea of fear. Bless me to relinquish the vision of this unbearable prison as being a garden of earthly delights. Bless me to find the treasure of the jewels of the realized, all three of the higher trainings. Bless me to take up the banner of highest victory, the victory of freedom. Bless me to contemplate how each of these tortured beings has paid me every form of kindness over and over again. Bless me to develop sincere compassion for each of them, a love like that of a mother for a child who lays in pain. Bless me to develop joy in the happiness of others, recognizing that both myself and others are in no way different. None of us wants even the slightest form of suffering. None of us ever feels as if we have enough happiness. Bless me to take that this chronic disease of taking care of myself is the road of all the misery this very act seeks to avoid. Bless me to put the blame where it really lies and reach a bitter hatred for it. Bless me to destroy the mighty devil of my tendency to watch out only for myself. Bless me to see that cherishing all these mother living beings, wish to see them all reach every form of happiness, is the door that leads to infinite numbers of personal qualities. Bless me then to love them all more than my own life, even if every one of them should suddenly think me their enemy. Bless me then to reach the ability to see myself and others equal and to exchange them for myself.
in a state of mind to sum it all up, where I finally grasp the difference, the problems that come from acting as infants do, thinking of only themselves, and the good that comes from acting as the lords of Abel do, thinking only of what others need. Cherishing myself is the door to every trouble that there is. Cherishing my mothers is the foundation of every quality I could have. Then that this deep practice, changing others for myself, might become the very heart of my daily path. And so bless me, my holy Lama. Bless me, Lama of compassion, that every living being there is may find every kind of happiness. Let all the evil deeds and obstacles, let all the pain that ever comes to every living being, every one of them my mother, come and ripen upon myself, ripen upon me now, and let any goodness I ever do, and all my happiness, be sent away to others. Let this world and every being who lives upon this world reflect the results of every wrong that I have ever done. Let a shower of suffering fall of things I never wanted. Bless me to see it all as a way that all the fruits of my own bad deeds might finally be exhausted. Bless me to learn to turn every problem that ever comes to me into a path that takes me further. In brief, bless me that I learn to change everything that appears to me, whether it be good or bad, into a path for increasing two forms of wish and enlightenment, through the practice of the five powers of the heart, and thus experience only joy. Bless me that I may learn that skillful means of all four ways, where I turn everything that I ever encounter into something for me to meditate upon. Bless me that I bring great meaning to this life of leisure and fortune, using the teachings to practice, developing the good heart, all the various commitments, and the different kinds of trainings. Bless me to use the mystic machine of giving and taking, riding on the breath, love and compassion, and the willingness to free all beings myself, to practice that one thought, wish for enlightenment, to free every living being from this vast sea of suffering. Bless me to restrain my heart with pure vows of the daughters and sons, victorious Buddhas. For these are the one road traveled by every conquering Buddha in the time before and now, all the years to come. Bless me to devote myself to the practice of all three forms of the morality of the highest way. Bless me to master the perfection of giving, using the private advices for increasing thoughts of generosity, free of any possessiveness, by changing my own body, and all the things I own, and all the good I've ever done, or do now, or will ever do, into each and every thing that every single living being hopes to have for themselves. Bless me to master the perfection of an ethical life, or even at the cost of my life, I never cross the line of a vow, whether it be one of those of individual freedom, or a bodhisattva, or of the secret word, and where I gather within me virtue, where I accomplish the goals of beings. Bless me to master the perfection of avoiding anger, to the point where I would never feel upset all, every living being, and all the three realms of being, became angered at me, and spoke harshly to me, and criticized me, and threatened me, or even took my life. Bless me to reach the point where my action to them would be to want to help them. Bless me to master the perfection of joyful effort, where I would strive for supreme enlightenment, and out of compassion never become discouraged, even if I had to remain for infinite eons in the flames or the smells of hell, for each of the infinite beings there are. Bless me to master the perfection of meditation, where I am able to stay one-pointed in a balanced meditation upon the nature of all things, the fact that every object there is devoid of any reality, without a moment's distraction in dullness or wandering. Bless me to master the perfection of wisdom,
or I can stay within that deep meditation on space, on the ultimate, combined with the state of greatest bliss, the sense of practiced ease brought on by the state of wisdom, which explores the meaning of suchness. Bless me to master a single-pointed meditation upon the illusion. I realize how things can appear and yet still not be real, how all things, both outer and inner, are like an illusion, a dream, like a moon that floats upon a crystal lake. Bless me to come to a realization of what Arya Nagarjuna really meant, of how all the things in both the cycle and beyond it could possess not even an atom of something which was their own, and yet still exhibit without fail a dependence of cause and effect, each of these two qualities dependent upon the other, in perfect harmony, without the slightest contradiction. Bless me that after all this I travel in the kindness of the captain of the ship, my holder of the diamond, across the ocean of endless depths, the teachings of the secret way. Bless me that I come to cherish, even more than my life, the secret pledges and vows, the root of every attainment. Bless me to reach the point where I am able to master the deep practice of the first of the two stages, where I can transform birth and death and the in-between into a Buddha's three holy bodies, where I am able to clean myself of every stench of the tendency to see the things around me as something normal, where every single thing in the world around me strikes me as just another piece of my angel's holy body. Bless me to attain in this very life path of the union of the two, a clear light joined with the body of illusion, which shall come to me when you, my Savior, set your lotus feet at the center of the channel of the dance, inside the place where the eight petals of the heart meet together. Bless me in brief, my Savior, that in all my lives to come, you might take me after you. Never let us be parted. Let me be that one daughter, one son, who stays within your heart, the one who upholds every secret of your holy deeds and words and thoughts. Wherever it is, my Savior, that you might decide to manifest self-becoming enlightened, I ask that you allow me to be there, the very front of all who surround me. May I win the joyful fortune of seeing each and every dream I have, each and every thing I need, both here and now and ultimately, come true without the slightest effort, simply on its own. Because of this, my supplication, my Lama Supreme enjoyed the sense, the tip of my head, in order to grant these blessings. I beg you now to return and keep those holy feet shining in light planted here, deep within the lotus petals that lie within my heart, never more to leave. Stop there. Okay, we did a really, really good job the whole week. Everybody did a beautiful job. Everybody worked really hard, especially the people who are new. They don't know much about these practices or this tradition. I think you were very brave to come. You were very, you worked really hard. You stuck with it. Some of these people have been doing this stuff for 20 years, and you know, I know it can be very, what do you call it? Overwhelming at the beginning. Pranically also it can be overwhelming. I'll be stuck in there. Nobody took off their clothes and ran around. Yeah, there's still a little time. But I'm really grateful. I really enjoy doing these programs. I hope we can, I know we will finish the whole 10 years together, okay? So go home, do those practices. Everything is practice, okay? Everything is discipline. I hate to say it. I wish there were an easier way. A friend of mine, David Swenson, he's a very famous yoga teacher. So some lady came to him and said, is there some way like to get the results without having to do it every day? And he said, oh, yeah, you should have just asked me, you know? And she said, well, what do I do? And he said, he held up this bottle and he said, I got yoga pills here. You know, you just take a yoga pill, you know? And then he sent it home with her, you know? And then she got really upset because on the side of the bottle it said, take every day after 45 minutes of yoga. So you gotta do your practice. There's nothing's gonna happen if you don't do your practice, okay? The main practice is being kind to other people. If you miss your yoga, it's okay. If you break your dishes, it's okay. If you don't do your meditations, it's okay. But you have to be good to other people because that's where everything comes from. Okay? All right. I think Jigme is going to give someone refuge vows outside. There's a nice shady spot right outside here. And it's going to take a few minutes. I suggest if you got to go home, you go. If you have time, stay here and eat as much as possible.